This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here's the question as we open up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. What happens when two old Jewish guys get together? Do they reminisce? Do they kvetch? Do they look backward? Do they look forward? You know, with Liam Sheff, it's amazing. My good friend Liam, you're always looking forward, although looking backward to learn from it. But you're still, as much as you, and we've talked about this on the air, my friend, and we're going to get an update because a lot of people love you, care about you here. You really are still delving into what's happening to what kind of future we have for those that are still going to be around here.
Yeah. I mean, I look back. I'm an historian. I spend actually as much of my day as possible reviewing, well, what's called the long 19th century, which, and even before, the age of royalty and kingdoms are coming together, kingdoms in Europe, which very slowly and begrudgingly gave way to the industrial age. And we really live in, we're the fruit of the industrial age, and we don't know it. So we're absolutely blind, immune to an understanding of history.
Right.
Looking back that way gives one a perspective on where we are now that I think most pundits, politicos, writers don't have. And I didn't always have. I always had a sense of it because I studied Latin in school, and I was always aware that, you know, deep beneath the surface, we were Rome, we were imperial, we were always overreaching and trying to hold on to the things that made the economy work, and we still do. Maybe we can talk about that thing that makes the economy work.
Sure. But think about the rape, kill, pillage, and burn history of humans on planet Earth. It's not like what we see today is all that new. It's the same thing repeated with perhaps more technology. Perhaps not, depending on how you look at history. But we've talked about this on the air, Liam, about I hated history in school because it was all about disparate facts with no connection to anything today, much less why things happen. Until I began to study history on my own, and I said, oh, wow, this is something else. I'm actually learning about the nature of humanity or its lack thereof and how it fits into today so I could kind of put proper context. And context is everything. But before we go headlong into like a lot of the oil discussion we have, and links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, how are you doing, my friend? Because people, again, they ask all the time, how's Liam? How's Liam? They're worried about you, concerned about you. So,
I would assume that I'm dying without any exaggeration, and I just don't know how long I can kind of tolerate this, the 15,000 hertz in my left ear, and we'll see. I have to take drugs to replicate sleep.
Wow.
And I have a 3 hour or so, and I'm still really in it, so I have a 3 hour or so detoxification program that I go through every day that involves gallons of vitamin C, turmeric, antioxidants, every other thing. Then I get to eat my one meal a day that I can tolerate. So I would assume that I'm dying. I would sort of project in the direction that I'm going to be leaving the planet within a relatively reasonably short period of time, not a day, not a week, but long before it should have been, and that all happened due to dentistry, and I'd like to talk about that, but I really,
sure,
we will talk about it, but I want to hit the economic stuff first if we
okay.
can.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, bubbles, booms, busts, you know, you guided me to understand that oil was the replacement for slave labor, in a sense. You know, it's like, how do you get energy outputted? You know, the people were the slaves all those years ago, building societies, whether it be Egypt on forward. And then, of course, cotton in the South, everything like that. And then oil came to be, and suddenly everybody pretty much lived like kings. I mean, to some degree.
Well, yeah. Well, we do live like kings, and we have since about 1950 something, when World War II ended. Levittown was built. People were moved very far away from agriculture, and instead of, you know, I mean, here's a trick question for the audience. It's a trick because nobody will guess it right. What was the population of the rural agricultural United States, even though it was industrializing? What was the population in 1790? The United States, not a city in the United States, but the whole U.S., 48 contiguous states.
Well, what we had at that time is the territory, but was it 1 to 3 million? That's my guess.
Yeah, it was 4 million people. Okay. You know, add coal and then add oil starting in 1850, and, you know, by 1900, you have nearly a billion people. Add an enormous allotment of oil from East Texas and California in the early 1900s, and the motor car, and the population of the United States, a billion people worldwide,
yes,
United States, and you know, several dozen million in the U.S., and then multiply that through the course of one century, or a century in 16, 17 years, and we're up to 320-30 million in this country, this land mass. Nobody's farming. 30 or so undocumented citizens who are doing most of the labor that other people don't want to do, even though they're complained about. They want to put up a wall. They'll find nobody to build the wall, you know, cheap enough except the Mexicans. So Trump's idea will fail. This country's in breakdown, you know, mode, and a lot of people know it, and a lot of people see it. There's a myth that goes around the internet. There are two myths. One is that we have more oil than we'll ever be able to use, and the other is that we either will have free energy because Jesus will ride a T-Rex down or a unicorn down with Tesla on his shoulders, and the machine, Tesla's machine, will convert radioactive waste into edible, you know, food, and turn dead soil into good soil and human waste into, I guess, clean water or good fertilizer. So minus that machine happening in exactly the way I described it, what we're up against is an energy system in which 96% of all movement on the planet is governed and derived from petroleum, which is mostly diesel and gasoline. The rest of the barrel of petroleum goes to things like tar, you know, and a little bit of plastic, and a lot of petrochemicals that go into the pharmaceutical biz,
right?
Which is the primary, you know, sort of hobgoblin of our work. You know, we've looked at the pharmaceutical biz and it's dangerous. I'd like to revisit that in the second half of the show.
Sure.
So we've run out of the cheap stuff. There's no doubt in the world among any petroleum geologist working at any petroleum company that we're out of the cheap stuff. That's all gone. We're now in medium grade, heavy expensive stuff that's harder to pull out. Stuff in Venezuela is a medium grade to sticky grade stuff. It's deeper, it's harder to pull out. You have to spend more oil to get the oil, therefore it's worth less. Not worthless, but worth less.
Can we say we're in the age of fracking, even though it seems to have come and gone to some degree here in the States? In other areas of the world, they're still going, hey, we can frack there,
no,
we can frack
we're
there.
We're deep in the age of fracking. The United States is still fracking, even though I don't have the exact number, but I think 2/3 of all companies that were lulled or lured into the fracking business are out of business. They, you know, Chapter 11, they're bankrupt, which means that the banks will collapse again probably this year or 2018, because people won't be able to afford to pay their mortgages, because mortgages are still being bundled into what they call CDOs. If you watch or read the book, the Big Short, or watch
the
movie.
Yeah, I saw the movie. Stunning what it revealed. Also, the only way they can stave it off, and this has been going on since Ron Paul has been saying it, the only way they can do is they can print their way out of it until it doesn't work anymore. That's it.
Well, right. So we got $20 trillion in debt, which is a really meaningless number, because money really is only a stand-in for the energy behind the money, the petrodollar, to do the work. If the energy to do the work is not there. The work will not get done. So Trump's idea of reinvigorating America and making it was in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s is, can Don beep a word for me?
Yes, he can beep.
Okay, it's absolutely retardedly stupid. Don, beep that. But you get the point. This is not going to happen. We don't have the resources anymore. So if you voted for Trump because he's a little bit anti-vaccine, and or you know, okay.
Well, and we know why, because all the families we met, the moms and dads, it was a single issue. You know, it was like.
But if you.
Yeah.
You know. But if you voted for him because you think he's going to reinvigorate America, let's talk about what we actually have here in America. And I didn't mean to cut you off. Let's just talk about what we have in America. We are out of cheap oil in America. All of the big fields are long drained. What we have are two shale, what they call plays or fields. One is called the Eagle Ford, which is much of Texas. One is called the Bakken, which is much of the Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, some Saskatchewan. There's been a recent flurry in the press about how they're building an XL pipeline so to take some of this stuff to transport it, and you know, people got involved with that because they thought it was trampling on Native American rights. What they don't understand is that with every keystroke, with everything they listen to on the internet, with every shopping trip they take to the Whole Foods or their version of a Whole Foods in their town to get all the non-GMO stuff that's shipped from Bolivia or Chile or wherever, they're participating in that game, and there's no way out of it. There's no way out of 96% of what we do.
But those who believe in the alien technology beam down, like you mentioned, did you coin this phrase or term hopium, or did this come from somewhere else?
It came from the peak oil movement, and I championed the phrase, but I didn't invent it. Hopium, I'm in favor of opium, by the way. I'm not in favor of hopium. It's good to hope. Mm-hmm. But it's better to plan. In fact, hope, like sticky sentimentality, can really leave you bound into terrible situations. Like the wife who's being regularly beaten by her husband, but remembers that nice trip they took to Niagara Falls, and holds it in her heart that one day that could return, is holding on to sentimental hope, and she's going to continue to be beaten until she dies. We are in that situation here in America. If you hold on to hope that this intense... Now, the Bakken and the Eagle Ford were promised to bring us energy freedom. And because they were so explored, they've revealed a number of what we might call sweet spots that were pretty decent to get oil out of. Now, this oil is... The break-even prices of Saudi oil were, you know, a couple bucks a barrel. I mean, these are legacy fields.
All right, context is where we are today, this hour, Liam. I got to take a break. Liam Sheff is my guest, and we're discussing how to get beyond hopium and you know, recognize not many people you know were alive at the time before this oil boom that changed the world, changed certainly the way we view life. And to talk history is very important to see where we're going. If not for you and me, then perhaps our kids and grandkids. So stick around.
Exactly.
Lots more broadcast healing to go on some level after this.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
When we look back in history, and again, this is something that was not taught in high school or grade school or even college to put context on this stuff. Like, we grew up in the Empire State Building. I was in New York, Liam, for goodness sake. I was born at NYU, came into this world there. Looking up at all these tall buildings, we don't have any conception of how that happened. But you reminded me on the break that at the time the Empire State Building was built, a barrel of oil, not a gallon, a barrel of oil was $2.
Yeah, a barrel of oil was between $1 and $2, sometimes as low as 5 cents for the early part of the 20th century. By the 1960s, it was between 2 and 3. The United States peaked in oil production in 1970-71, and the barrel of oil shot up to $12 because we weren't, no matter what we did, we couldn't produce as much. So we had to suck at the teat of the Saudis, and when we didn't favor them in Egypt and in the war with Israel in 73-74, they embargoed us and we were terrified.
I remember the long lines. I remember being, as a kid, being in the long line, seeing it. I'd never seen anything like that. But we were told oil was, you know, we didn't have access to oil. That was a big thing.
Right.
It's like, so it's not like we haven't had some level of warning in our history. But again,
and we ignored it.
Yeah, but of course it was said to be all political. It was all political.
It wasn't political.
Yeah.
None of it was political. And the games that are going to be played will continue to be played. We have a... Let me put this in the simplest terms, and if the audience takes nothing away from anything I've ever said, take this away. We are a resource-dependent mammal. If you don't think we're a mammal, please go fill the bathtub and try to breathe for a while. Just try it. Don't do it too long, but you'll get the point. We breathe air, we're born out of the uterus, we suckle at the teat. We are a mammal. Whether you like it or not, we're a mammal on planet Earth that is resource dependent. Our primary resources used to be food, water, and land. Now our primary resource is petroleum. It has replaced food. It hasn't replaced water, but it ships water where it should not otherwise naturally go. And, of course, it's polluting the air. Now, oil today is somewhere in the 50s or 60s. I don't have the price point on me, but oil got to $140 a barrel somewhere around 2011 or something like that, 2010. When the world peaked in what's called light sweet crude production. This is the stuff that comes up quite naturally. You use some secondary prodding techniques to get it up out of the ground. It's stuck in pores of sandstone. And then somebody said, well, now that oil's getting very limited and expensive, we can invest in these very expensive techniques to bore down a mile, then bore horizontally another mile, then take billions of gallons of clean water, fill it with carcinogens, silicates, other kinds of abrasive chemicals, acids, and burst open the shale. Now, I spent some of my childhood growing up in Pennsylvania. Now, we picked up shale all the time. It just sort of peels off, and it's iridescent. You know, it has that oily glow, and we knew that there was some oil in it, but you could burn it. And the last thing anybody thought was, one day we'll be dependent on this crap. Well, we've become dependent on this crap. So we invested in the shale boom. That drove the price of oil up because the cost of extraction is so much cheaper than drilling for 3 or 4 days to get a couple hundred thousand barrels of oil out of a well that gushes for 4 years. I mean, we're talking about spindle.
But after the 2011, when the price went, you know, $5 a gallon in California based on that, suddenly the prices started dropping and people thought, wow, it's an oil boom again. You know,
shale revolution.
Yeah, and came down to levels that were cheaper than we were kids by if you adjust for inflation.
Well, yeah, and that was all fixed. Now, if you really want to figure out what happened, everybody took out loans. Everybody in the oil business who went into this took out loans. The loans haven't been paid back, and I don't know if it's 60 or 70%, but a majority of companies that were involved in fracking are in bankruptcy, which will blow back on the banks any day now. I think 2017, 2018 is a great year for another total banking fiasco. Let's talk about India and China for a second. When we were growing up, and I mean in the 70s, India and China used essentially no oil at all. Now China's at least second oil consumer in the world, and India was trying to catch up and become, you know, a second world to a first world nation in parts. It's over for India, and they've pulled back banking notes because they're too large, and therefore they're limiting what people can draw, and there are huge lines outside.
Well, they're
banks.
Going back a century again, and they were just catching up. So this is the perspective, folks. We need to discuss this. I've had visions in my own life to say, you know, there'll become a time probably in our lifetime where a lot of people are not going to be here anymore because of the shock. Now, I'll get into that concept as it manifests physically here on this planet, talking with Liam Sheff this hour. Special edition, we talk peak oil as well as the hopium associated with modern medicine and even natural medicine. So stick with us. We got a lot more to do.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
When we talk about preventing cancer years down the road, we don't say, well, wait until you have cancer and then live differently. I want you to think contextually about energy production, oil access to energy, and what that means to the way we're comfortably living, or so to speak, because that has also contributed to cancer, ironically. But if we talk about peak oil, the diminishment of access to cheap oil, and what it means when that oil price goes up and up and up to a point where it's just not feasible, what does life look like? And we've talked about this with Liam Schaff before, and Liam's, you know, the philosopher and historian that he is, looks at these things and tries to communicate it, and some people, you know, don't like hearing it. But we need to talk about it. I got to talk to my kids about this. You know, long after I'm gone, I want them prepped. That's why, you know, we started the gardens in the back when Liam was here, teach them how to do some basic things. And, you know, will it be enough? I don't know, but it's going to be something. I want to do something.
So for people who don't believe it and, you know, they believe the press releases, let's talk. In 2015, there was a press release in London that near Gatwick Airport. Let me say something a little bit colorful. You might alert producer Don, but when oil companies talk about what they've possibly found, you have to understand that it is about the equivalent of a freshman or sophomore in high school talking about how many people he's had sex with. It's clearly not true.
It's wishful thinking, in other words.
So they promised 100 billion barrels of frackable oil near London. Well, it's about 2 years later, and can you guess what the estimate's been downgraded to now that they've started drilling? It was 120 billion barrels.
Remember? Right. I saw something that said it was down to 10 billion.
Yeah, so their estimate, not what they've recovered, but their estimate now is 10 billion. And if that sounds like a lot, we use 35 billion barrels of oil a year in the world, and that is only growing as economies grow. And it also doesn't come out all at once.
It sounds similar to the official stories you've written about, including that polio virus causes paralysis in everybody that gets it except for 99.95% of those people.
Right. Well, it's a different story, but similar idea. You know. Mm-hmm. But yes, it is an official story. So they put out their perspective like a high school kid writing, you know, filling out a Playboy questionnaire of his sexual prowess. You know, it's nothing. But they make it sound so great. Now, a couple of years into it, they tell the truth, which is, well, we can't really frack there. You know, the water rights are too contentious. England has stood up to fracking in a way that we haven't in the United States, even though some of England is being fracked and it is frackable by law. Some of it's not. Now, they've said in Australia that they found either 3
mm-hmm.
or 200, either 3 or 200 billion barrels in the desert near Adelaide. I don't know if you are familiar with Australia, but it is a great continent of sand and rock with precious little water. All of the cities are overpopulated and the drought is extraordinary. So what are you going to do when fracking requires billions of barrels of water for any individual frack?
Are they building a Balkan-sized pipeline from Tasmanian Sea? I haven't heard anything about that. But again, the range. We found 200 billion. Well, maybe we've only found 3 billion. We're not sure.
We're not sure.
We're sure when there's hopium involved.
There's hopium involved. And hopium is, you know, false hope. It's an advertisement to get things going. Now, if you want to understand how dire our oil predicament is, you can understand that we will be using less soon, which is a good thing, because when you conserve, you can actually make a limited resource last a lot longer. Another thing that high school boys don't know about, but if you go a little slower,
mm-hmm.
you can make things last. See, it's still me, still the same.
Still deal. Liam. See, we love you, Liam. Thank you for bringing some levity into it, because it's pretty, you know, it's pretty intense when we're bringing this stuff out. You know, it's some serious stuff, and I think the solution ultimately, well, I can't say V. I just say we got to find a way to laugh through it all. We got to find a way to commune in spirit with one another. Because this whole artificial reality, as it is, electronic gadget to electronic gadget, yeah, it's not going to be fulfilling when there's no oil running.
And there will be oil. It'll be for the 1%. It'll be for the military-industrial complex. It might, you know, the government might, you know, restrain its use to trucking routes so that people don't go hungry all at once. It's not like we're going to wake up one day and suddenly say, oh, there's no oil. The price will go up to a point, but it won't. The problem is, as my Facebook peak oil friend David Smart pointed out, among others, that oil lives within a range, and oil that can be got for under $35 a barrel keeps an economy like ours going. At 35, it begins to stagger and stutter a little. Between 35 and 70, people don't do as much. The cost of goods goes up. We say that we're not affected by inflation, but things I've measured the products, the very basic products that I buy cost six times more and are usually in smaller packages these days than they did in 1990. So there's something that's happening. Now, if you want to figure out how serious this is, you can look at a little country like Bolivia, which is, you know, mostly pure nature, and they are now being approached as the next frack land. Well, this will devastate the country, and the limited resources they have there to fight back are already sort of gone. The government's almost all the way bent over, ready to not only invest in fracking, but to invest in nuclear power. Now, the response from Bolivian thoughtful activists is, are you bleeping kidding me? We don't have the resources to sustain this sort of thing. How are you looking at us for this? It's because there's oil in Africa. China's got its mitts on that. It's got ownership rights to most of that. The Cantarell field, which supplied the United States when the Saudis weren't our best friends anymore, has been in decline for the better part of a decade. So Pemex, which is Mexico's nationalized company, has raised the prices of gas, causing riots in Mexico City and even close to the border in Tijuana. But they can't do the favor anymore of just giving it away to the citizens. So if anybody thinks that this is a big game, you know, take your head out of your aspirin or whatever. Yes. You want to say, there's a lot of hopium involved. Now, people who say that solar is the solution misunderstand. We use oil for everything. We use electricity to light the lights. We use oil to grow food. We can't use electricity to grow food. So when oil becomes more limited, which it is becoming, and more expensive, and the cost gets to a certain level, the investment in oil will cease and dry up, as most of the fracking fields in America, most of them that were being heavily invested in, are now just sitting there, having been drilled, but are not being pumped, because past a certain point, you can't get people to invest. Now, I think Stephen St. Angelo, SRS Rocco report, pointed out in one of his excellent essays that nobody who invested in fracking made one red cent from that damned business. Nobody made any money from it because it's too cost intensive, and they had to sell below production price to match the Saudis and everybody else. Said, screw you, we don't have to sell you oil at $140 a barrel just because you have to. You know, because your price point is $90 to $140 a barrel. So they flooded the market. We've now got a flooded market. We've got an oil glut around the world, which is confusing.
That's the sort of bait and switch, whether it's purposeful or not, that kind of causes people maybe listening to this program going, Liam, Robert, what are you guys talking about? You know, gas is as cheap as it's ever been relative to, you know, 30, 40 years ago. Cost of inflation.
It used to be 25 cents a gallon, so it's not. But people are boiling frogs. You know, we get used to it. We got used to $4. We complained at $5 and $4 a gallon, so now it's $2.50, $2.80, and we're like, it's better than $5. So we're boiling frogs. And unless, again, a magical machine comes out of the sky with Nikola Tesla riding the unicorn and Buddha and Jesus and Krishna all waving.
I'm not picketing against it, but, again, I don't see evidence of it.
We're in a decline. We're in a decline. When we're looking at Bolivia, when we're looking at Venezuela, which only has thick tar, Cinzano pumped that pretty well dry, and we left it alone for a long time, then we're looking at hopium. So what's... You know, the answer, and I don't know if we'll have time.
We got 3 minutes in this segment left. I want to get some stuff going here because there are links in the show notes, folks, but go on.
What's the answer? The answer is to stop being involved in the national political scene. The answer is to get out of any area that cannot grow food. Now, I know nobody is going to listen to me except 0.1% of you, and that's fine. It's fine. But the 0.1% of you listening who get it and go, you know what, I'd rather be in a place that can grow food than Las Vegas, versus Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Tucson, New York City. I'd rather be in a place that can sustain a local population of 10,000 based on local fields. I'd rather sell my plastic crap, get in the car, drive somewhere, rent a rental property, and get involved in a permaculture, aquaponics, yes, hydroponic community than just believe, because they're going to hold it out for three or four more years. They're going to rape Bolivia.
Well, while you can, while you can make the move, do so. And this is the good thing about social media, if you can. Facebook, I got permaculture groups I've connected to, and we're starting to have events regularly, and we're going to them, and people are helping each other out to set this stuff up to really, so it's, you know, whatever that 0.1% is, they're real people. I know some of them. I'm getting to know more of them. And that's why you've been encouraging that. I want to encourage that everywhere. If you're listening, the sound of our voices coming through to you, start connecting through the social media, because it's a great way, because, you know, otherwise I don't, how, where are you going to find them? Now we can find them. You can find
each other. Meetup.com. Meetup.com and look in your area. But if you're in an area that can't grow food, get the frack out, because if, you know, I really mean it. Get the frack out. Like I said, if they're looking at raping, and I mean raping the resources of Bolivia, they're looking at it in Australia. There's no way they're going to get a couple billion barrels out of the desert there unless it's just free flowing and they missed it. But the whole world has been scoured for the easy oil. So this is all shale, and it's very hard to get. And they will keep doing it as long as they can. But at a certain point, the economy will contract and collapse. And when the economy contracts in America, we go into recession, hyperinflation, stagflation, all that kind of stuff that we were familiar with from the 70s that we thought was over. It's not over. It's going to come back. It was back. Mm-hmm. That's what 2008, 9, 10, and 11 were about. And then we hyper-fracked. Now we're going to other places to hope that they'll let us
right in
their
country
for
the last little bit we can get. All right, at the risk of asking too much for too little time, we've got one more segment left with Liam Sheff. Healing. Where does healing play a part? You know, I say the power to heal is yours, but what if it isn't? We're going to tackle that philosophically in a few minutes we have left to the best of our ability. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Nelson.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, read the links in the show notes today. Go back, listen to this show again or previous ones that we've talked about so you can let this soak through you, because I know it's not the most fun topic that we've ever covered, but important nonetheless. That's why I have Liam on here. I'm grateful to you, Liam, for sticking around as long as you can. I don't want you to suffer, my friend. You know that. But at the same time, I appreciate your spirit, your tenacity to get through this. And I know a lot of folks have tried to help you to get well. And you know I'd do anything for you to help you as well. But I recognize there are some things that, you know, I've dealt with in my life. I've been able to overcome a lot. But my wife has still got, you know, her neurological things. And we're, you know, dealing with it in the best way we can. And so controversy abounds. There's hopium in the natural health community as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of hopium in the natural health community. And I did some work there because, you know, there's the AIDS myth that you have a test, doesn't test for anything. You got drugs that kill people. Or there's the vaccine myth that really what was due to sanitation was then granted to really, really dirty injections full of a lot of toxic materials. And so I'm a natural health guy, but I've been a natural health person all my life. I became vegan vegetarian at 19. No, at 16, I started playing around with it. Then I went through a sort of paleo phase, believe it or not, at 18. Mm-hmm. Then I got into veganism. Then that was not enough. So I studied macrobiotics and I really began to understand the biology. I was always a good biology student, so I understood the body and healing. I studied Ayurveda. I included all of the things that are now called essential superfoods, you know, in my diet for a very, very, very long time. And I had very good health for a long time. When I went to the dentist, I was blindsided because I guess I didn't consider a dentist a doctor that I should be afraid of. that woman broke my nervous system. I had some sort of cerebellar stroke or vascular dissection. It progressed and then hit my, did something in my nerves in the center of my brain, and my hearing center is no longer functional. So I have probably the worst tinnitus that you can have on earth, which is at the upper range of human hearing, you know, going in my left ear, and it makes me take poisonous drugs at night. Now, I've been approached by a number of people just who just know, they just know that if I just drink enough grape juice or eat enough raw food or eat enough liver.
Or even just believe.
Oh, yeah, right? Just the belief people, the Sarno people. If I just believe, if I just don't give up. And I believe me, I'm still here, and I've tried, you know, most of the things that have been recommended. I've done 15 to 18 sessions of acupuncture. I've done a lot of chiro. I've gone to Western medicine, and nobody in the world has a cure for catastrophic or severe tinnitus. And as my friend Chuckicelli pointed out, if somebody had a cure, Pete Townsend, who suffers from it, certainly would be able to afford it. So would William Shatner. But catastrophic tinnitus is in a league of its own. Nobody understands why the brain reacts this way and breaks down this emergency signal. But there's this hopium in the natural health community. And I want to say that for the people who sort of put it out there that you can cure anything if you believe it, F you. You know, really, truly, shut up, because you can't. And the truth is that if a boulder falls on your leg, and I don't mean that you shouldn't care or that it's wrong to try. I mean that it's not true. If a boulder falls on your leg and your leg is smashed in 18 pieces, you're going to have the leg amputated whether you want it or not. And what you do after that is you cope. You don't heal, you cope. And I think that the power to cope might be yours, or it may not be. The power to heal may be yours. I have healed from so many things. I have healed from so many things that I don't even have memory of that they used to bother me, because I have lived such a sort of exemplary life.
Well, we've had, you know, similar experience in that, overcoming things like that. But, you know, we've got less than a minute to go, Liam, and I know we're...
Well, I don't want to leave on the FU mark. Now, let me just say... People will read Bruce Lipton and they'll say, well, you can do all kinds of magic if you think it. Listen, we come out of a mystery that nobody can understand. We are a human biological machine mammal with a spiritual essence. Here it's having a mechanical experience here on planet Earth. So you're going to have to let go of some hopium over there in the natural health community. And perhaps instead of saying that you can overcome anything, maybe we should start planning for a future, like with oil, where we say we're not going to have everything we want, and we're going to have to make sure that we're building in a resilient system. So even if I don't survive, the next generation has a fighting chance, because we told them the truth.
Yeah. Well,
find truth hopeful.
We'll talk more about that next trip through, Liam. Thanks for sharing what you do. And with that, I'm going to say the power to heal and or cope is yours. And we'll continue this next visit.
And my love to the audience and the people who've tried, and I'm not just trying to be crass, but I think it's an important message to consider.
Yeah, no matter what, we need more vitamin L. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks. The Robert
Stutfield. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.